Hello and welcome back to the IUFRO Division 3 podcast. I'm your host, Preston Green. For this episode, I'm back in Canada working with FP Innovations. And I'm here for a steering committee meeting of FP Innovations' Steep Slope Initiative. I also have the privilege of interviewing two FP Innovations employees, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
I'm Jim Hunt. I'm the research leader for the Fiber Supply Group. And we do research on harvesting, silviculture, forest feedstocks, and particularly the Steep Slope Initiative and timber harvesting on steep terrain.
And my name is Jamal Amishev. I am the coordinator of the Steep Slope Initiative as of this year, after Jim handed me down the role.
Great. Well, it's great to be here, gentlemen, and I'm very glad that you could be on the Division 3 podcast. Before we dive into what this Steep Slope Initiative is all about and FP Innovations' role on that here in Canada, can you give me a little bit more background information on what FP Innovations does and what they're centered on here in Canada?
Sure. FP Innovations is a private, not-for-profit organization, one of the largest in the world, and there's over 400 employees, and we do research and development for the entire supply chain of the forest industry. So there's forest operations, wood products, pulp and paper. And we're funded by member companies. Most of the wood cut in Canada pays a fee in toward to FP Innovations. As well, we get contracts and funding from the governments. So in the forest operations division of FP Innovations, we're interested in safety, increasing productivity, and adding value and meeting our members' needs to move their business forward through research and development.
It's really great to hear, Jim, what FP Innovations is all about and how they're really supporting the industry here and have that collaboration between the private and government entities here in Canada. Jamal, you mentioned you were the coordinator for the Steep Slope Initiative. Can you elaborate a little bit about what you do in that role and what that means for FP Innovations?
As a coordinator of the Steep Slope Initiative, I'm basically tasked with lining up all the projects, organizing the project plans and the budgets, and all the researchers that are going to collect the data, analyze it, and write the reports. I also visit some of the members along with our industry advisors in the province to distribute our findings, distribute the results in order for better implementation of our findings. We've done lots of projects and considerable research in other steep slope related activities, such as road construction techniques, truck configurations, cable yarding, grapple cameras, and electronic chokers. And we will continue to do more of those, along with best management practice development, as well as operator training aids.
Initially, the focus of the Steep Slope Initiative was to get workers off the hill and into protected cabs, and just save lives instead of followers getting killed. And so the main focus was just getting people to buy these machines, invest in them, and get the machines working on the ground. It wasn't so much about research reports, but getting machines working on the ground. And I think that we've been fairly successful there, and there's over 40 machines that are operating or plan to be operating. And we've had 3 years of operational experience, and there hasn't been any major incident in British Columbia. As far as we know, there's only one serious incident ever.
Worldwide
In 2016. But mostly the safety record for this winch assist harvesting has been quite impressive, and certainly lives have been saved by the tree falling that's happened mechanically instead of through hand falling. And so I think there's a really good story there that we've saved lives. We've made the industry more sustainable. It's going to be very important to retain workers and attract young workers that want to work in a nice, technical, interesting work environment. So I think that that winch assist and mechanized harvesting and more new technology coming online into harvesting
will attract more workers into the workforce in forestry, and that's super important for the industry to be sustainable. So all in all, I think there's just many really positive stories around increasing mechanization and harvesting. Even from an environmental point of view, people think that, oh, it can't be good to run machines up and down steep slopes. But actually, from what we've seen, it's pretty good. The tethered systems tend to keep the tracks in close contact to the ground. They're just going straight up and down. If you compared that to conventional harvesting where a feller buncher may be running around on a side hill untethered, then the tracks are turning and cutting into the ground, and you get more disturbance there. So at least anecdotally, from what we've seen here, there hasn't been a lot of disturbance. And very often, in fact, you look up on the hillside and you wonder, well, how did they do that? Because you can't even see much. So it's extremely important that harvesting practices are environmentally sustainable as well as economically sustainable. And I think that we're moving in a good direction in that as well.
Well, I would say probably in the first year and a bit of the Steep Slope Initiative, we were basically collecting and catching up with what's out there, what's available out there, and disseminating the knowledge to the BC stakeholders. And once we thought we were at level terms with what's going on internationally, we focused our efforts on the information gaps and started creating knowledge on our own. And we've been quite successful in that in the last couple of years.
Yeah. So we talked about the safety aspects here with the Steep Slope Committee. We talked about some of the environmental impacts. What about more of the operational stuff, the everyday stuff that you guys do on the ground? You know, how many systems are there? What other stuff do you work with contractors on, inspections, things of that nature?
That's a good question, Preston. Thanks for asking. As I mentioned, the first year and a bit, our efforts were primarily focused on distributing the information that's already available. And that actually paid off, and it can be attested by the number of machines here in BC, which are currently standing at about 42, 43. But the major difference between what's here in BC and elsewhere in the world is, in terms of a region, is the diversity of machines that are available in BC. At the moment, we have 10 different manufacturers with machines in BC. Out of New Zealand, it's the Climax, the first machine, and then since then there have been some more. The remote-operated bulldozer, the EMS traction line, as well as the Falcon FFE winch assist systems. From Europe, we have the John Deere Haas, the HSM, the Ponsse, as well as the T-winch. And they all have at least one unit available here. Out of the US, Pacific Northwest, the Summit, he has one unit here, and I know that he has more than 30 in the U.S. And finally, I want to mention that we actually have our one local manufacturer, Timar, who has produced one unit so far, because they've been concentrating on their cable yarders, and it is currently operating in Australia. So with all of these units, with all of these differences, on top of the contractor preferences, if you wish, we've seen multiple occasions where contractors with exactly the same equipment type in regards to winch assist system as well as a felling assisted machine, they have completely different approaches to certain types of terrain in regards to where the road should be put, how they build spur roads, do they use catching stumps to change direction, how their training, operator training, graduation systems, you know, how many months before an operator can go above, say, 35 or 40% slope. All of these things need to be taken into account. And of course, with all that diversity and all that different information, companies are trying to get a handle on, well, what is actually the productivity of these machines, with all the differences that I mentioned. So a big part of what FP Innovations does under the Steep Slope Initiative is equipment evaluations. And during these equipment evaluations, we do things from simple time studies as to looking at the time elements, the productivity, the environmental disturbance during the operations, during our visits, interviews with the operators as to what the best practices they employ for safety and productivity reasons, as well as taking some scientific, if you wish, data, as such as tension monitoring, cable line tension monitoring, slopes, GPS movements on different slopes, and how fast they cut the different size trees.
Okay, great. Thank you, gentlemen. That's great to hear what FP Innovations is doing in this area of steep slope. For this steep slope initiative, who all is here, and what are some of the outcomes or results that you guys would like to see, or maybe that you have seen and that you can share with the audience?
Well, when we started the Steep Slope Initiative in 2014, we recruited two steering committees, one from the industry, where we have all the major companies in the province at the table, representing about 60% of the cut in British Columbia, as well as safety regulators, WorkSafe BC, and the BC Forest Safety Council. And I have to say, we've had just tremendous support and buy-in from all the representatives. So there's the industry steering committee, as well as the manufacturers advisory group. And we were pleasantly surprised that all the manufacturers, the OEMs, came to the table basically to unite under the cause of promoting more mechanization on steep slopes. There were initially hurdles with regulators and safety concerns about how are we going to roll out this winch assist harvesting, which detractors said was like dangling machines off a cable. And so everybody really came together and promoted mechanization with a focus on safety. In fact, our initiative was really had good focus with safety, increasing productivity and reducing costs, and providing greater economical access to fiber. So by focusing on those three objectives and having strong support from the industry and the manufacturers, we were able to take a leadership position in Canada on this.
Has FP Innovations been looking at steep slope for a while? When did they get into this? How did this all kind of come about?
Well, it was interesting developments because through the mountain pine beetle attack, you know, most of the harvesting was for many years in the interior of the province was concentrated on salvaging beetle mortality. And that was mostly located in relatively gentle terrain and in the valley bottoms. And so after the beetle had run its course and they've salvaged most of the economical timber, then they were wondering, well, where's the wood now? And they started looking up the hill. The wood basket, the reservoir of fiber, was on steeper terrain. And through the economic downturn and the big focus on beetle, people had basically lost their capacity to do steep slope logging. I mean, steep slope logging has been around in BC for years and years. I mean, we live in a mountainous province. But in the interior, the cable yarding just went away during the economic downturn. So, and at the same time on the coast, you had more second growth timber coming online, and basically piece size was getting smaller and smaller as they used new second growth that was coming online. So our members came to us and said, you're going to have to help us. We need answers for how we're going to harvest the steep terrain safely and cost effectively. We don't have the equipment. We don't have the skill source. It's going to be treacherous. People are retiring and recruiting people and operator training, and there's just so many challenges to operating on steep slopes. We need help. So we responded to that and said, well, we're going to have to approach this in a multi-year, large-scale program. So that's how we started with the Steep Slope Initiative.
This concludes part one of the IU for Division 3 podcast interview with FP Innovations employees Jim Hunt and Jamal Amashev. IU for Division 3 podcasts are produced by myself and Woodham Chung, along with support from Faye and Lucille Stewart Endowment Funds at Oregon State University.